Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are what I like to say a complete retirement planning firm. We do investment management, portfolio management. We do income planning, tax planning, estate planning, asset protection, what I like to call the five pillars to your plan. We've got a lot to get into. It's been an interesting week, and I say that maybe tongue-in-cheek. But we've had an interesting time in the market. And, you know, we're in September. I'm sorry. Don't get mad. Summer's over. But I think there's an opportunity here because maybe there's that switch in your mind that turns over and says, okay, it's time, we want to get serious. So we have a lot to get into. Again, I want to talk about the market, what's going on in that, and maybe some perspective on how we want to take a look at what's going on there. I'll talk about some of the history here and how you might want to play this. I also want to answer a question that was posed. This was from a U.S. News and World Report. It said, I have $1 million saved for retirement, but I'm not sure how that translates to retirement income now that I'm ready to retire. So how much can I withdraw? It talks about the 4% rule. We're going to get into that. And of course, we'll talk a little bit about what we can do about minimizing taxes. We have events coming up. If you want to give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up again for these events. We have I don't want to say it's last minute, but on Tuesday we have this Medicare planning event. We have a guest speaker, Steve Tucker, who's a specialist in this area. Terrific speaker and incredible knowledge on these things. I think it's going to be incredibly helpful to this whole piece of the Medicare planning, which I think we come across a lot. We also have a class coming up on, I think it's the 27th of September. It's a Tuesday, the last Tuesday in September. It might be the 24th. I'm sorry. But it's called The New Reality in Our Retirement. You can sign up for that as well through our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Of course, all kinds of information. Sign up for our newsletter. It's all about giving you ideas that are going to make a difference. I always like to say, if you can come away, I should say, with some actionable items, we're going to have a great, great show today. I do also, one other thing too, I want to get into the 401k, and I think that, I'll explain that more. There's this report that we put together, there's six or seven ideas that you really want to hear about. This is great stuff. Maybe I'm tooting my own horn here, but I think it's very valuable stuff. Let's start with the market. Let's dig in. We'll talk a little bit about it. You know, you see these, it's tough. Look, we can talk about emotions, and Daniel Kahneman, who's considered, I guess, the pioneer or the founder of what is called behavioral finance, our decision-making process and how sometimes we become our own worst enemy, has done tons of studies. It's really interesting if you read some of his stuff, but he says in the start, 90% of our decisions are based on emotion. So what can we do to try to be more, I guess, controlled? Because sometimes, as I said, we become our own worst enemy. We do things. Look, September, historically, September since 1950 has been the worst performing month in the entire calendar year since 1950. Okay, so we've been seeing volatility this year. Let's not forget the beginning of August, the market dipped down. Everyone said, here we go, it's going down. And then August ended up being a positive month for all three indexes, NASDAQ, Dow, and the S&P. So, you know, we had that happen earlier this year. Again, maybe it was a 10% correction we had earlier this year. We can't time the market. So I don't know if that helps. This is one time I saw this question posed. There were three successive questions. Number one, when the market goes down, does it come back up? Answer, yes. When it comes back up, does it go to newer highs or past where it was before? Answer, yes. And so the third question is, so why do we sell or why do we make moves that are detrimental to our plan? And so, again, the perspective here is, I think all too often, here's where I think the rub is, for lack of a better word. I think the rub is that we're not sure what we own. Like, for example, let me give you one quick example here. When you see this past week when the NASDAQ was down over 3%, the S&P was down over 2%. In fact, there were days, and this has happened more recently, where the Dow is positive and the S&P and NASDAQ are down. Why? Well, first of all, the NASDAQ is 50% technology. Are you aware of that? The Dow is 30 stocks. The S&P, of course, is 500. And the S&P is cap weighted. So these magnificent seven stocks we hear about all the time, when we're talking about Nvidia and Amazon and Apple and Google and Alphabet, we go down the list, Meta, they're driving almost 30%. there's 493 other stocks in the S&P. Seven of them are driving close to 30% of the performance because it's the size of the companies. The Dow is price-weighted. Okay, we don't need to get into all that, but I just want you to understand what you own. Do you know when the market was down over 2, 3%? Healthcare was positive. Utilities were pretty much flat. Defensive sectors, consumer staples were positive that day. What do you own? Do you know what you own in your portfolios? I could even talk about the fixed piece of your portfolio, whether you own bonds. Now, right now, the 10-year has been a little under 4%, 3.8, 3.9. It's kind of been going back and forth. We're seeing interest rates. The Fed, they're saying pretty much, I don't want to say 100%, but they're going to reduce rates. The point is, though, if you're owning bonds or some type of fixed income, could be money markets, could be CDs, could be fixed annuities. There's some out there, too, that give you nice rates and will give you upside of the market with no risk. Those are what I consider your fixed pieces. Most of those are, maybe none of them were down. So how much of our portfolio is there? Can you tell me? If I asked you the question, I've quoted Capitalize before. They did a study. They're a data group. Job changers, there's over 30 million 401ks. You probably heard me say this before, but I think it's important. 30 million 401ks that have been left at previous employers. Now, that comes to, I think, about 1.6 trillion. And I see it all the time. People come in, they have three or four accounts. Their spouse may have three or four accounts. They're really not managed again. I'm not trying to be critical. Many times people come in, they have a stack of papers, not an investment plan. This really is the call to action. So I want you to understand what you own. Why is that important? First of all, get organized. Get those 401ks, roll them into an IRA. These things are portable. I've talked about the portability of IRAs, 401ks, 457s, 403bs. They can all be put into one IRA if they're previous employers. Wouldn't that simplify your life? Yes. Number one, get organized. Number two, know what you own. And you know what? I bet that's 90% of that Daniel Kahneman has talked about, where 90% of your decisions are emotions. You're going to be on the other side of that. And then we can stick to the plan. And typically, that's where we have success. As I posed those three questions before, when the market goes down, does it come back up? Historically, yes. Does it pass where it was before? The answer, yes. So why are we selling stocks or doing things that are to a detriment? Moreover, and in the second place, if we're nearer in retirement, man, we may not have the runway to recover on some of these things. It's so critical we start to look at our portfolios. I'll offer our portfolio report, which is five steps. It's a five-step method to getting a portfolio plan in place, an investment plan. It goes through the process. It always comes back to a process. I'm an engineer by trade, as you know. It's about having a process. So you can get that. I'll offer that. But let me make another offer. We can also help with what I call the complementary portfolio X-ray. We'll identify your level of risk. We'll see if it matches your risk tolerance, matches your investment objectives, matches your timing and what you're trying to do. And we'll offer that today at no charge. And we find our planning works best for those who have saved $500,000 or more. So if that sounds like you and you want some help, give us a call. I'm telling you, we will uncover things you were probably unaware of. We'll get into the overall retirement planning. Invariably, we do anyway. And I'll help you with the overall plan. But certainly, we're going to do a look under the hood, see what you have. And as I said, I think you're going to be surprised. It's time to get organized. We're back to school. How about that? So if you want to take advantage of this, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to schedule a time. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com as well. You can download reports, but you can also schedule a time with me, Tom Fortino, personally. We'll dig in. We'll go through some stuff. It's going to be great as far as now you'll know. You'll understand and you'll be able to take action. Those are all good things. Again, 630-864-6711 or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We got a lot more to get into. We're going to talk again about taxes, income planning. I want to talk about understanding your 401k, how to maximize it, and a lot of the new rules that are coming out. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. You know, we started in with the market. We talked a little bit about that. I want to, segue into some other topics here, because retirement planning is all about being complete. It's all about having all these pieces working together. And so, of course, the market, I did want to talk about that beginning because it's a little unsettling, and I get it. I mean, it's unfortunate, and it's tough, but that's why I stress having a plan, trying to minimize the emotions, feeling comfortable and confident with it, and what you would consider a smart plan, balanced to meet your needs and objectives. That's important. And so I offered that portfolio planning report. It's a method of getting getting an investment plan in place. It's getting organized, understanding what your risk tolerance is and all these. It's really a great report. And for those of you that want to take advantage of doing the portfolio x-ray, which is personalized to you, throw all your stuff in a box. Come on in. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Download information. Sign up for events. We do have a couple classes coming up in events. If you want to go to that page, you can sign up for those as well. It's all about getting you information that's going to make a difference. And, I think this is a good segue into this other aspect of your plan, which we call the income planning piece, the cornerstone, creating income you can't outlive. And how does that relate to the investments? Well, think of it this way. If I had all the income I needed and I didn't have to rely entirely on my investments or rely less on my investments, would that reduce the stress level? Would that reduce the risk? I believe it would. And there's no question. So I'm not saying we shouldn't have both. Wouldn't it be great, again, if you had all the income you needed coming in, those paychecks every month, and then you needed an extra $10,000, $20,000, or if something came up for whatever reason, you could go and grab it. You want to take a cruise. You want to take your children to Disney. You want to help one out, or your grandchildren. You could do it because the paychecks are coming in every week. So we're going to talk a little about income planning, and I wanted to answer it kind of through this way. There was a question. This was in U.S. News and World Report, and I think this is fairly common. And it gets back to this getting to a number thing. It said, I have $1 million saved for retirement, but I'm not sure how that translates to retirement income. Now that I'm ready to retire, how much can I withdraw each year from my nest egg? Should I follow the 4% rule? So what is this 4% rule? You may hear about it. And again, these are all these rules. Getting to a number. The 4% rule. All these are fine. They're not a plan. But look, I laud anybody who's looking at some of these things. So the 4% rule is fairly straightforward. We always have to be careful doing math on the radio, but it's pretty simple. So the $1 million, the idea here is, and this was done in the 90s, an individual ran this analysis and said, look, you can pull out 4% per year index for inflation. So you could pull out 4%, then increase it by, 3% each year. It should last your lifetime at age 65. It should last for the next 30, 35 years if you have a 60-40 portfolio, 4%. So $1 million, 4%, I think we can do that. Not tough math, $40,000. Sometimes we do this backward math. And so someone says, well, I can get to $2 million. Okay, 4%, that's $80,000, right? So this is how we can, it's very general. You have to keep in mind, number one, we're not considering taxes. I'm not saying, again, this is bad. It's something to start with and provide a range or a perspective. Number one, we're not including taxes. If I have to give 20% back on that 40 I pull out of an IRA, well, I'm going to net 32 because I gave 8,000 to the government. So we have to remember, keep in mind market volatility, longevity, inflation. Some of those things are factored in, but I just want you to understand this 4% rule. If we're relying on, so for example, again, let's say your Social Security benefits, which we've talked about, we could spend a whole show on the claiming strategies and what you should do, and I'm more than happy to do an analysis for you if you want. And that's another thing we do if you come in. But the Social Security, let's say you go to SSA.gov, which you should if you have not. It's a government website which will show you what your benefits are. And so you find out that your benefits are between you and your spouse are $60,000. Okay. Now, by the way, that's an income. Pulling money off an investment, there's no guarantees. So I don't usually, it supplements the income, but I define income as something that comes in regardless of age, Social Security does. It comes in regardless of the market, Social Security does, and it comes in regardless of what you have in investments. Those three criteria, it's the same with pensions, same thing. It meets all those. But that said, if you have $60,000 coming in from Social Security, and you have $1 million separate from that, well, your plan is fairly straightforward. $60,000 from Social Security plus $40,000 from my investments, there's $100,000. Again, we're not getting into the tax piece of it, which I will be talking about very soon. Now, is this a plan? Yeah, it is. Is it a strong plan? I would say maybe not, because again, I still have some risk there. What happens if the market, you know, that $1 million, think of it this way. In 2022, the market, depending on what index we're looking at, but the S&P roughly 20% down, your million's down to 800. So we just don't know when those bad years are going to happen. Then I'm going to pull out 40. Well, now I'm down to 760 and I'm 1 year out from retirement. I don't know, right? This is all probability. But so this is why when I talk about understanding your claiming strategies, create that income. So let's look at this. $60,000 from Social Security. Maybe it's $70,000. You should find out these numbers. Remember, it grows each year that you defer. Now, pensions. You should contact your pension providers. I go through this all the time when people come in. That's why I say throw it in a box. Bring it in. Let's take a look at your pension options. I had a meeting just a few weeks ago where someone came in. They brought in their pension options. We looked at it. You get a certain payout. You know, you give usually you have 5 or 6 options. How much do you want to have if you're married for a survivor benefit? What incomes? But that's another. So let's say you have another 20, let's say you have 30,000 in pension. Now you have 60,000 from Social Security, 30,000 pension, you're up to 90,000. And then we've talked about annuities. Take a look at annuities. There's good and bad to them. You need to understand how they work, but do they provide a guaranteed income? Do they meet the test? Income, the check comes in. And so I would talk about, you know, check comes in at any age. True. You can set it up as a joint income so it lasts for both of your lifetimes. You see how this is all straight? Now I'm putting protection in there in the event I pass away. So my spouse will continue to get the income. They'll continue to get the higher Social Security. And if I have a survivor benefit on my pension, they get that. This is income planning. Now, the 4% rule is not, again, I'm not, people attack it sometimes. You just understand the concept behind it. It's a good thing to start with to try to kind of give yourself a sense of, okay, where do I stand? And that's what we do, by the way. So let me offer this too. You know, if you're really trying to figure out where do I stand, what are my Social Security claiming strategies, what options do I have, are there ways to try to maximize or help maximize what we call your cumulative lifetime benefit, protect my spouse? That's on the Social Security. Do I want to take a look at annuities and how they can create income on some of the investments as well? So now I have a more lifetime income. This is about creating an income plan. Also test it based on where you're at today. You may be at 100% probability. I don't know. But at least you can know where you stand. And this is based on, and we index it for inflation. We do all of these things. We run it to age 95, 100 if you like. So now you can say, I know where I stand, and then we can test different ideas to say, are there things I can do to improve it? Are there ways to minimize taxes so I keep more money in my pocket? What about my investments? Can I structure my investments properly? This is what I call complete retirement planning. So if you want to take advantage of that as well, we'll get this out to you. Again, we have all this information that we offer on our website, a lot of it, but this is personalized to you with your numbers. Give us a call if you want some help with this and you really want to know things. School, we're back in session, as we like to say. And there's some things we can do prior to the end of the year, I think, that will be impactful. So want to schedule a time with me personally? You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to do that, alphawealthgroup.com. My schedule's on there. Or you can give us a call directly, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to get a complete retirement plan, income plan, income that will last your lifetime, minimizing taxes, protecting assets, estate and legacy plan. That's what it's about. Coming up, we have a lot more to get into. I want to get into this 401k stuff, too. There's a lot that we can do right now that's very important in understanding that. We'll talk a little bit about taxes as well. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If there's any of the information we've covered, we've talked about income planning. We've talked about the market and hopefully provided some good ideas for you, offered information as well as an opportunity to come in and just sit down and chat. If you want any of that information, or you know, I'd like to say if you want any something customized for you, because we cover it all, but anything that's specific to you, if you have questions, I should have said that too. If you want to send me a question specifically, I had someone send me a question just recently. which pertained to long-term care and said, hey, you know, I have an old insurance policy with my spouse, my wife does, and it's got a cash value, and is there things we can do with it? We can talk a little bit. I'll talk maybe a little bit about that with long-term care, but you can insurance, you can buy life insurance nowadays that has a long-term care component to it. So you can use the death benefit. I'm being general in my comments. So if you had, you could use your death benefit. So if you had a half $500,000 policy, they'll allow you to use that death benefit in the event you need long-term care. And if you don't use the long-term care, well, it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So there's really all these unique ways to – that's just one piece of your plan. I didn't mean to get off tangent. Sorry. But it's a different aspect. But if you want some of the information or something specific, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can email me. You can schedule a time to chat, even if you want to have a 15-minute conversation. We'll help you out in any way we can. Again, I've covered a couple of topics and areas, and you just can't get into everything. I try to keep it simple, as I said, about saying there's five pillars to your plan. So there's the income planning piece, which we touched upon, and I mean touched upon. There's the things we want, a lot more deeper dive we could take. But that's the first thing, creating income you cannot outlive. Does your plan accomplish that? The second piece is, am I minimizing the taxes, trying to minimize in fact, try to get to tax-free. That's the second piece of it. So creating income and minimizing the taxes or controlling the taxes on it. The third piece is having a smart investment plan. Do I feel comfortable, especially with this volatility? We talked about that in the first segment. That's the third piece. The fourth piece is, am I doing things to protect my assets? What happens if there's a long-term illness? What happens if I pass away? Well, if Social Security goes away, a pension could be reduced. Certainly, if I'm working, my income goes away, I can't contribute. What does my plan say? That's the asset protection piece. And then finally, the fifth is the estate and legacy planning. Do I have the right documents in place, powers of attorney, living trusts, medical powers of attorney, and so on, that control my assets during my lifetime and also to my spouse and children? That's complete. Those are the five pillars. There you go. Again, we can take a deeper dive into each, but can you say you've addressed those five? And so I touch upon them as best I can. I'm going to get into one segment, which relates, kind of touches on a lot of these. It's interesting, your 401k. And really, I bring this up for a number of reasons. And we did it, you know, this report is really, sometimes we do these and I don't look at them for a while. And then I go back to them and I'm like, well, this is pretty good. But it gets into, you know, at least six things that you want to talk about on your 401k. And we're coming up, keep in mind, one thing I'll say about them. You have until the end of the year, December 31st is the deadline. Then it's a start over on January 1st. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, if you're 50 years or over, you can put $30,500. That's the contribution level. If you're under 50, it's $23,500. So if you don't put that amount in prior to the end of the year, it's over. You got to start over again. You know, so if you say, well, I wish I would have put in more, well, it's too late. You got to start over. So this is an opportunity, and I'm going to offer this this report. So the first thing is, what are my contributions? And I come across this a lot when I sit down with people. I say, what are you putting in? Well, I think it's 10%. I'm not sure. I think I put in about $8,000 or whatever. Well, here's some opportunities. Let me give you an example. You can accelerate or increase. You could call today. So this is, again, a call to action. And I'm going to get into more of these about understanding your match and Roth options. There's more here. But, you know, if you find out what your match, let's say you call your 401k provider on Monday and you say, what am I putting in? They can say, well, you put in $10,000 so far this year. Well, that means you can put in another $20,500 before the year's out. You can increase your contributions. You can accelerate your contributions if you want to get to a higher amount. You may discover you're not, you know, again, these are things where we're busy with life. I'm not trying to be critical. But you now have now it's a little less than a four-month window to maximize your 401k. Here's another idea. Ask if there's a Roth option. There probably is. There aren't actually, the government's starting to mandate those Roth options. Maybe you say, you know, I'm going to increase my contributions and I'm going to put in the Roth. Because the Roth 401k, see, there's a tax component to it. Roth 401ks grow tax-free. In fact, you could put the entire... It's just tonight. I'm just letting you know the rules. You don't need have to do it. You could put the $30,500. Every penny could go into a Roth. What does that mean? Same thing with Roth and traditional IRA. IRA 401k, the difference is you're limited to 8,000, 50 and over, 8,000 to an IRA. You can do 30,500 to a 401k, tax-free Roth 401k. Same tax treatment, it's just different contribution levels. One other thing, 401ks are not income tested. Are you taking advantage of it? Roths are, if you make over a certain amount, you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA. I mean, there's ways to do that, and we can talk about that. But technically, the rules are you can't make a direct contribution to a Roth IRA. 401ks, I don't care if you're making $1 million a year. You can contribute to a Roth 401k. You are not income tested. Are we taking advantage of these things? You have higher contribution levels. You are not income tested. You get a match, hopefully. You can find those things out. Do you know you can make the new rules allow for the employer to match it with a Roth now? Yeah. So these are these rules. If we don't know the rules, a lot of times we're not going to win the game, or we're going to struggle to win the game. And so this is why this stuff is so important. And that's why I'm committed to try to get you this information. There's much more in this report, and we can talk a little bit more about it as I segue, I guess, into taxes. But, you know, when you're making a contribution to your 401k, there's really a couple, there's more than a couple, but certainly the two main decisions are, one, what do I want to contribute? And we really aren't understand what we can contribute to that 401k. And the second is, okay, do I want to do Roth or do I want to do traditional? Remember, I'll give you this before, but whether it's the IRA or the 401k, the Roth IRA, yes, you pay tax up front on it. You will pay tax on it as though you received it, but it grows tax free the rest of your life. There are no required minimum distributions. The tax rate on it, what happens if tax rates go up in the future? Tax rate on it is always zero. It's not used to determine how much your Social Security is taxable. It isn't used to determine how much your Medicare premium is. There's no required minimum distribution. It goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So you see why these things are so important. You can split the difference, too. You don't have to do all Roth, all traditional. You know, it's not an all or nothing. So I just, are we taking advantage of this vehicle that is available to us? I had a meeting this past week. Person said, I'm just going up to the match. I said, and then he said, I'm saving money on the other side. So look, let me explain. So I explained, put it in the tax-free component in the Roth. So this is something, again, I want you to be aware of. I can get this report out to you. It gets into other things, which I'll talk about a little more because it relates. I want to get into what are called after-tax contributions, in-service rollovers. There's these aspects that you want to understand on your plan. Again, actionable items. If you want this report, we'll get it out to you. It's called Understanding Your 401k. There's multiple ideas here that you should be aware of, and so I'm going to talk a little bit more about this on the other side because it relates to everything in your overall plan. But if you want this report on your 401k, Understand Your 401k, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And if you schedule a time to come in, we'll do a 401k analysis too. And look at your investment options, look at how you're contributing, understanding the max. This is a vehicle that we should be taking full advantage of, and this is an opportunity. So give us a call if you want the information. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, if you want to schedule a time. Coming up, we're going to get into some more ideas as it relates to the 401k. Talk a little bit more about minimizing taxes. It's all about being complete. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group. I'm the principal and founder. Today, we've hopefully covered a lot of ground. I mean, that was my goal, and give you some ideas that you can act upon, at least provide some perspective and understanding and help, I don't want to say reduce your stress, or it's important, though, these things. I like to say sometimes it really doesn't have to be that complicated. I think all too often this industry makes it too complicated. And if it's explained properly and you understand it, you're like, I get it. Okay, that makes sense. And now you know why you're doing what you're doing. That's so important, and I really think that's critical. And that's part of what I try to do as much as possible. I want you to understand it, just not because I said so. If you want any of the information we offered, whether it was on the 401k, maximizing or understanding your 401k, you want information on getting to tax-free, we talked about income planning and the market, give us a call. We'll get it out to you. And again, we can customize this for you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download reports. You can sign up for our classes and events. You can sign up for our newsletter. We send that out, typically try to get out every week on topics that, again, getting you informed. I spent some time, and I thought it'd be a good idea to continue on this in the last segment. We talked about the 401k and really understanding, are you really taking advantage of that? I find all too often we're not. And so do we understand all the rules on the 401k? Or as we like to say, I was having this conversation with somebody about one of my favorite movies, The Big Lebowski. So I like to say, do we understand the ins and outs and the what have yous? Okay. If you saw it, you'll appreciate that quote. But, you know, there's things like employer contributions. What are you contributing? Do you know what you're contributing? Are you maxing them out? You have until the end of this year. I made that comment in the last segment. You have until the end of the year to max out the 401k. If you miss the year and the deadline comes, which is December 31st, you have missed the opportunity to put the maximum amount in. Again, if you're 50 or over, it's $30,500. Not saying you have to go all the way to $30,500, but maybe you're not even close to that. You can accelerate. You can call your provider and say, hey, I want to increase my, contributions from 10% to 12 or to 15. That's a good thing. You can also do more into Roth if you're not doing Roth 401ks. Now, I want to get more into tax-free. I'm saying once you start taking action, it becomes infectious. So that's why I say, and then as I made in the comment in the last segment about, I get it, I understand why I'm doing this, man, that's pretty powerful. Then you want to find out what the employer match is. Again, that's all in this report, the questions you want to ask. What is your match? Is it 3%? Is it 4%? Is it 3% on the first 50%? And are you getting all of it? I've come across that before. I know it may seem shocking where people say, yeah, I don't want to, I'm getting a little bit matched. That's 100% return. Because if you put in a dollar, they're going to match it with the dollar. And as I mentioned before, contributions, or excuse me, matches can now be made in a Roth, as a Roth. So that's more tax-free. Pay on the seed, not on the harvest. Look, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, so I can segue into some of the tax pieces here. We can take advantage of this and really accelerate our tax-free. You can put all of it into tax-free. There's understand what your investment options are. Typically, the 401k, if you're dollar cost averaging in, you can minimize some of the volatility because you're continuing to add to the pot. But we can talk about that if you come in a little more about how you'd structure your 401k. Can you do what are called in-service rollovers? In-service rollovers allow you, while you're in service, you have not separated service. Again, these are questions you want to find out. You may not act on it, but are you aware that many number of plans, I won't say many, there are plans out there where while you're still in service, you have not separated service. You can move your money out of your 401k, move it to an IRA where now you control it. Why would you do that? Well, first of all, it's a non-taxable event because it's tax-deferred to tax-deferred. Number one. Number two, you can now own what you want. You want to buy Microsoft? You want to buy NVIDIA? Do you want to buy gold? Do you want to buy CDs or buy whatever it might be? You can do it now because you can move it to your Fidelity IRA or your Schwab IRA. You see how that works? It's called an in-service rollover. You don't close your 401k. You keep contributing to it. Again, that's all in this report. Another tax idea, and this is also why I say these things overlap. This is in our tax-free report as well. It's called after-tax contributions. I have to do the math on this, but I know it's over $70,000. Let's put it that way. Are you aware that I just mentioned $30,500? I'm sticking to that. I'm not changing what I said. But there's also what are called potentially in your plan, which you may not be aware of. It's called after-tax contributions. What does that mean? It means the IRS does allow plans to offer additional contributions above the $30,500. In fact, if you're 50 or over, you can get up, you can go up to $70,000. I know maybe you haven't heard this before, so you could put another $30,000 into there. It will come out of your paycheck. And again, this is why this time of year kind of fits. Sometimes people that are really maxing out their 401k, you know, October will hit and they'll say, you're done. You hit $30,500. You could say, hold on. Can I make after-tax contributions? What does that mean? That means the money goes in after-tax. It's not a Roth. It's not traditional. Why would you do that? Because there's a possibility now you can take that after-tax money and move it into a Roth. It's called a, you're doing a Roth conversion on money you already paid tax on. So you, I've done this before. I've done it every year. I've had my wife do it. It's a way to get more money. So you can go $30,500 into the Roth 401k. You do another $20,000 in after tax and move it to your Roth IRA. Man, we're cooking with gas, as they say. And so these are ideas that are available to you. I don't know if you're aware of them. That's called after-tax contributions. You have to ask your 401k provider if they're allowed. You know, and then it gets in. This is why I said the 401k is interesting, because it gets into other aspects of what I talked about, the five pillars. Beneficiary designations. Ask who your beneficiary beneficiaries are. You may be surprised. Who is your primary? Who is your contingent? Okay, I've given the an example of having a bad air day. That article, it's an old article, but it's true. This gentleman had put his children as his beneficiaries. Well, on 401ks, this is unique to your employer plans. If you don't name the spouse, they automatically get it. They have to disclaim it if you want to skip the spouse and have it go to your children. Well, he didn't do that. And so his beneficiary designation, he thought it was going to his children. This was a large 401k. It all went to his wife. Didn't go to his three children. And he'd been married 2 months. You see why these things are important? I don't mean to go off on other tangents, but I've talked about the tax component, the investment component, the estate planning and legacy component of your 401ks. And it's true on, you know, on these other things. And then do you have a financial power of attorney? This is all in this report, because if you become incapacitated during your lifetime, that 401k is frozen unless you have a power of attorney, right? You're alive. The beneficiaries, you know, doesn't come into play until you pass away. So you can have frozen assets during your lifetime. This is why you hear me kind of pound the table on estate planning. We have an attorney that does that. Living trust, powers of attorney. I'm pretty insistent on my clients doing it. I don't want to have these issues. I don't want you to have to, or you or your family, to be exposed to probate. It's unnecessary. This is simple stuff that you should have in place. That's something that should be part of your plan. That's why I make it part of the five pillars. Didn't, again, mean to go on estate planning. But you see how when I talk about all of these things overlapping or relating to each other, because if you're missing one of these pieces or there's some inadequacies there, well, hey, it can impact your investment plan. It can impact, you know, your family. It can impact a lot of things. So we just want to understand this. I didn't get into a couple. We just didn't have time. I'm sorry. But I want to talk a little bit about some other things here today. But hopefully I've covered enough. We'll start. We're going to be back next week. So that's a good thing. But if you want any of the information that I offered today, if you want the information on understanding your 401ks, the questions you need to ask and understand, I believe we'll get that out to you. If you want to come in, throw everything in a box. As I said, we'll do a portfolio x-ray. That will include your 401k as well as the income. We'll test your plan. We'll look at all of it. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, we're out of time for this week. We'll be back next week. Everyone, have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.